Sunny 101.5 with Jack, Steve, and Tracy's Life Hacks.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jack. Got some life hacks. You ever know those people that you've never, every time you've ever seen their home, even if for some reason you were there unexpectedly, there's nothing out of place. Like, it's clean as all get out, and you cannot figure it out.
I know.
It's almost annoying.
Yeah, it is. It's not even annoying.
Okay, well, I have some life hacks to be one of those people, okay?
Really?
8 habits of people who always have clean homes.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
Number one, start off the day making your bed. I do that. I know you don't, right? You're one of those that's like, I'm just going to get back in it. That's my husband.
I don't have an opinion on it, but it's 50-50.
Okay, number two, they wash clothes more often. We got that in our house, too. It's at least a load or two a day.
Yeah.
Number three, this is where I start to fail. These most organized, clean people keep papers in the right place, okay? So life hack being, keep your papers organized and controlled. You separate them based on whether you're going to recycle them or have folders to store them if it's something that you need to keep, mm-hmm. you know, a proper folder for different topics. So keeping papers in the right place. Number four, they clean the refrigerator.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Five, they put shoes and coats in the right place.
Where they're supposed to be. Oh, I'm terrible with that. Oh,
you get
boy.
Home, you put them in the closet right away.
Sure you do.
You make sure your dishes are washed after you use them.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty good at that. They store things after they use them, so everything has a place, and you put everything back all the time, so that keeps the house clean and tidy. And finally, number eight, they dust and vacuum regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Vacuum, yes. Dust, I don't have a really good relationship with yet.
I don't have a good relationship with dust, yeah.
It just feels like one of those things that's just pointless, doesn't it? You do it and, you know,
well, you have
24
to do that.
Hours
I mean,
later,
have,
it's dusty again.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, there you go.
Okay. Well, that explains a lot. All right. Now, I actually have two of them.
Okay.
But they kind of go hand in hand. And it concerns playing board games, which probably a lot of people don't do anymore.
Oh, we do sometimes.
Do you? That's good. Well, I'll tell you why you should do them. You don't even realize it, but playing board games can make you a nicer person.
Really?
They provide players with a state of controlled conflict and can improve their relationship skills by requiring that you practice taking turns, following rules, being fair, and winning or losing gracefully. So it does have a purpose other than... Unless you're playing Sorry. Guy.
So throwing the board across the room and stomping your feet doesn't...
No.
It doesn't improve your relationship skills.
So maybe the next time you do that, you want to sit down with the family and play a board game, and then you open up the thing and there's no dice. Where's the dice for the game? Well, I got you covered there, too.
Okay.
You take a regular pencil.
Uh-huh.
It's got like 6 sides to that pencil.
Okay.
Put a number on it, and then you can just roll the pencil, and that'll be your number. That's your dice.
Seriously?
Use a pencil as
Dang.
Your...
Dang. That's a good one.
That is a good one. So there you go.